Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. I'm Anthony Davis. This is Explained from 5 Minute News. Well, it looks like the Supreme Court is poised to reject attempts to kick the disgraced former president off the 2024 ballot. A definitive ruling for Trump, the leading Republican candidate for president, which would largely end efforts in Colorado, Maine, and elsewhere to prevent his name from appearing on the ballot. The far-right and Christian nationalist judges faced the liberal judges questioning arguments as to whether or not Trump can be disqualified from being president because of his efforts to undo his loss in the 2020 election to Joe Biden, ending, of course, with the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Their main concern was whether Congress must act before states can invoke a constitutional provision that was adopted after the Civil War to prevent former office holders who engaged in insurrection from holding office again. There were also questions about whether the president is covered by that provision. Well, as you can imagine, the liberal justices did their best to try and look at the facts, and especially to look at the recent history, because, of course, Donald Trump inciting an insurrection is on video. We watched it, we saw it live, we heard it, and we saw the result. Unfortunately, the conservative, as they like to be known, I would refer to them more as extreme Christian nationalist justices, especially the more recent appointees, three of which were appointed by Donald Trump himself. They refused to actually hear about the events of the day. They were more interested in looking to history and trying to, you know, talk about the founders. And I have never heard arguments like this. To me, they didn't sound like impartial judges. They sounded like politicians, because ultimately that's what they are. You know, politically appointed individuals. And in the case of Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett, who was squeezed in at the 11th hour of Trump's presidency, these people have their man to protect. And in my view, that is why Donald Trump was keen for the Supreme Court to hear it, because he knew that he would be protected by his people, which just goes to prove that, you know, he is slipping through the fingers of justice, that an insurrectionist, that somebody who is so mentally unfit, with multiple personality disorders, who has caused so much of the instability in the world, including the war in Ukraine, what we're seeing in Gaza, and the rise of dictatorships around the world. You know, in Hungary and Turkey, aside from Putin's Russia or Kim Jong-un's North Korea, we have seen Donald Trump give rise to these individuals. Look at Bolsonaro in Brazil. Look at how he modeled himself on Donald Trump. Fortunately, he eventually lost and is now, I think, working in a supermarket in Florida. But we have to recognize the bigger picture here, that the only way to deal with the loss of American democracy is to be activated enough to actually go out and vote. Not just vote for yourself, but to register other people who may not be registered to vote. People who are alive, not people who are dead. That's a Donald Trump reference, but also to recognize that voting really is the only solution to this crossroads in American political history. I personally do not believe that the Supreme Court is going to act as a safety net, as a protectorate for the population, for the majority. The majority want to live in a free society where you have the right to vote, the right to choose, and the right to live, you know, amongst people who can express themselves for who they really are, marry who they want to marry, love who they want to love. That the Supreme Court is a far-right Christian conservative stacked court right now. I do not expect them to save America in this moment. And so you voting and you registering unregistered people who have the right to vote to make sure that they vote is the only way to really steer America back onto its tracks as the great bastion of freedom in the modern Western world. So I was disappointed, honestly, to listen to the coverage and to hear the arguments being made to protect Donald Trump, effectively. I mean, you didn't have to be an academic or a scholar to hear that all of the justices, including Clarence Thomas, whose wife was very much part of the January 6th insurrection, the planning, the preparation, she was there on the day. Clarence Thomas himself should have recused himself from this hearing and did not. There is a plan to reinstall Donald Trump, and there are huge donors, there are huge political movements, not to mention the Heritage Foundation and their plan to put loyalists into every position of government and to change America fundamentally, to turn it into a far-right Christian country. The extreme versions of Christianity will be imposed upon everybody, no matter what your religion or your race or your creed. And so that is why there is a responsibility to everybody to make sure that the vote is not ignored in November, whether it's a mail-in vote, a proxy vote, or you're actually standing in line at a polling place. Please recognize the significance of 2024. I'm Anthony Davis. Click the links in the description below to become a member of the 5-Minute News community on YouTube or Patreon and help support independent, unbiased, and essential news for the US and across the world.
On the morning of August 1st, 1966, shots ring out from the observation deck of the clock tower on the University of Texas campus. It marks the infamous beginning of the modern era of mass shootings in America.
You're listening to Stop the Killing podcast. Join us as we take you behind the crime scene tape to explain global mass shootings and mass attacks. I'm Sarah Ferris, but more importantly, this is Catherine Schweit, the former head of the FBI's active shooter program.
I spent 5 years as the FBI's top executive looking for answers to the mass shooting crisis. I've been at the shooting scenes. I've traced heroic acts of bravery, and I've sat silently and listened to the heart-wrenching stories from survivors.
Amongst this horror, there is hope. We all hold the key to stop the killing. You just need to know how to unlock the door. Download Stop the Killing and be part of the solution. Search Stop the Killing on Apple, Spotify, and all the usual suspects.